thinking now just for about 4 minutes. If you could share with the people around you, front, back, sideways, whichever direction, you received from the questions yourself, from reflecting on those questions. Was there any insight or any click for you? Maybe there wasn't, I don't know, but something must have been stimulated, even if it wasn't something, you know, big realization of the insight, but something probably was stimulated. I think when we look at any question and with sort of a steady silence, try to see what it's saying, something clicks, you know, some kind of perspective comes. So if you can do that for about the next 4 minutes. Okay, thanks. Sophie, can you come here? Can you come front? Om Shanti. So we can start gently coming back. So the understanding of the complete stage, you know, the Baba says often, you know, egoless, bodiless, viceless. Eh? This is the complete stage. But then, you know, it's less everything. Bodiless, egoless, viceless, because less everything. So what does it actually mean, the more of it, you know? So this is what we're saying, you know, the I am consciousness, that awareness of my original peace, my original purity, my original love. And when the soul is in that, really in that consciousness of that purity, then of course the vices are not entering. The senses are not pulling. And so when the soul's in a complete stage, then the relationship it will have with the body and everything else is called jivan mukti, to be liberated in life. That means there's a harmonious relationship, first of all, with its costume, with the body. It's not exploitive. You know, when people are attached, they exploit. So if I, the soul, am attached to this physical body, it's not the fault of the body. Bodiless actually means my consciousness is not stuck, whether it's to the body or people or things, because when I'm stuck, I'm misused. I don't respect it properly. So, jivan mukti, liberated in life, is this, that when I'm in the complete stage, I will keep a harmony with everything. Of course, internally first, with my mind, but also with body, with others, with time, with matter, with elements. So, because sometimes I've noticed people think body consciousness, they honestly think that the body has a problem. They do. I mean, it's got nothing to do with the body, really. It's actually the way I think about the body, or the way I think about money, or the way I think about others. It's all up here. So that is what has to shift. So without the body, there's no drama. Actors don't have costume. What's going to happen? Yeah, so these are sometimes the subtle understandings that are needed, because otherwise we may practice quite a wrong way. So the complete stage: I'm full, I'm whole, anand, I'm blissful, I'm complete, and I'm natural. Then, when I'm really in that state of consciousness, you know, everything comes into perspective. There's a harmonization of things. So, one thought, one second. What does Baba mean by this? Because he often says it. When I used to first hear it, I think it's just being very poetic. You know, it's very nice, this idea of one second, one thought. You know, and like the other thing, you know, be in the moment. You know, I've heard this expression too, which is true. Be in the moment, but I also have to think of consequences in the future. You know, it's not I can just, when I'm in the world of time, although yes, the reality is this moment, I have to be, you know, kind of aware of consequences.
of my thoughts and actions. You also, in a way, think of the future, but not in a fearful way, and not in unrealistically I project myself into the future, but I'm thinking of consequences from what I think and do now. But for me, this one thought, one second, from how Baba has been described this, is to be instantly able to stabilize, to go in, anchor, and radiate light or peace or whatever is needed at that moment. He says, if it takes you a long time, then you know many things can happen, and this requires a lot of practice. It's like anything, you know, a musician, you know, will train no matter how talented or whatever concerts have been done before, they will still practice every day for quite a few hours. So will the dancer, so will whatever. And then you just see a performance for 1.5 hours, but you know, it's been lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of practice and preparation. It's the same for this. You can't be a lighthouse, you know, if I haven't built the foundation. How am I going to be the embodiment of light if I can't do it quickly? Otherwise I get influenced. If I'm not able to stabilize internally quickly, you know, I get influenced by subtle fear, subtle reaction, subtle this, subtle something. And I have to learn the art of being able to do this, because, you know, this is the need of not just, you know, not think just the future, but even now when there's chaotic situations, there's bad feelings. You see, sometimes we pick up, right, bad feelings from others. Now, what do? I start to investigate. I start, oh, they've got this bad feeling, or they've got this attitude, and I go into it. Or I anchor myself in my own positivity, because then that heals the situation. Because, you know, we're healing. You know, we're, you know, bringing something more kind into a situation. Because sometimes we sit and just... maybe not so much criticize, but we just sort of think, oh yeah, they have this attitude, they're looking at me like this, they're thinking this. Yeah, it doesn't really matter how they're thinking, does it? What their attitude is, you know? But me, can I, with one thought in 1 second, go inside and stabilize in another dimension, in another consciousness, so to heal the situation? And the 1 second, one thought is the best way, of course, is the Om Shanti. Om Shanti. And again, really, I will not be able to stabilize that if I do it just saying the word Om Shanti, or thinking the thought Om Shanti. You know, this. Very parrot-like, it will not work. It's the experience of that eternity of the self, Om, and then the experience of the harmonizing peace, because peace harmonizes. Baba has called this the atmic explosion. The atmic explosion, where it's the opposite of the atomic. The atomic disintegrates, creates imbalance. The atmic does the opposite. It integrates, brings the balance, it heals, it does many things. But we have to be quick. It's like driving a car, you know, you can't, you know, meditate. This is a red light. It looks very red. It was pink yesterday, you know. Here's a car coming. Or here's a truck. It's coming right at me, but it's, you know, it's on the wrong side of the road. You know, I can't, you know, I've got to, quick. Got to be quick. And it's not a matter of I'm on the wrong side of the road or the other's on the wrong side of the road. I've got to think quick to find the solution. It's not a matter who's right, who's wrong, who's this, who's that. Because sometimes we lose ourselves, but why should they have that attitude? Why should this happen? It's irrelevant. You know, I've got to be wise enough to, you know, find the solution. You know, yeah, the car may be on the wrong side of the road, but it's coming towards me, you know. I can't say, look, this is the law. This is, you know, right hand we drive. Oh, I forget which country it is, but anyway. You know, it's not the way. You can't use rules and laws at that time. You've got to be quick, and in that quickness, I have the wisdom to find a solution. But you know, we're not spontaneous enough. And spontaneity comes. You know, there's two things that create spontaneity. It is structure and flexibility. You do need structure for things. But also, as you know the structure well, then you can be extremely flexible and creative. And you may even invent a new structure. Because Om Shanti is the structure, but you know, if you know, I just technically use it. Now, every structure that doesn't keep the space for creativity, that structure becomes dogmatic. That is unusable. And basically not benevolent. It's not benevolent. Or the same way, a person wants to be flexible and just do their own thing, and they become narcissistic. They're not thinking of the whole. And what we find in living, really a living that is effective, is, you know, you need opposites together all the time. And so Om Shanti, it is a structure, but you know, you can be very creative with it if I go into it deeply. And so, you know, Daddy often says the three Om Shantis, you know, and but again, to understand what she's saying, you know, because it's very different, I think, you know, when it's said to you and you feel you have to follow it and say, yeah, Om Shanti, yes, Om Shanti. Otherwise she notices you're not saying it, so you've got to say it louder. But once she described it so well, and actually a few times Daddy has described it, the first Om Shanti, who am I? Identity. Om Shanti, go deep, identity. You know, it's my original non-violent self. It's my original harmonizing self, that peace. It's the harmonizer, that's who I am. And the second, yet, who I belong to. Yes, belonging. Belonging is so, it's very natural in the golden and silver age. But as vices come in, this natural belonging, because of the selfishness of the vices, it creates lots of separation. Ego separates me from others. Attachment, you know, people think that through attachment they belong, but it's doing the opposite. This is where Maya the politician comes in. You know, she says, oh yeah, you'll belong, but actually the opposite is happening. So we live in a very fragmented world, very separated. No matter how much people live together and laugh together, there's a separation. There's not a union of hearts. There's not that real belonging, sense of belonging. So Om Shanti, in that sense, you know, you're a soul, I'm a soul. You're unique, I'm unique. We're here, a part of this wonderful drama. We all belong, not only to God, but to drama. And in a way, we belong to each other too. Yeah? So, belonging is natural. It's the natural thing. Now we make it a very big issue because it's no longer there and we're trying to get it back. Now when we've lost something, then we make issues. Or we invent a psychological, not invent it, I mean create the psychological thing. Explanation, which is right, it's right in itself, but belonging has very deep, it's the whole idea of feeling your roots and the confidence that comes from those roots. And this is what Daddy was saying, you know, Om Shanti, that sense of belonging. And then the third one, she says, you know, where I'm going or why I'm here, the third Om Shanti, purpose? What's my purpose? But also my contribution. Happiness comes when we share. It doesn't come when we hold on. I won't, you know, even say the word give. It's not so much giving, it's sharing. It's quite different. Because when we share, we do not create, you know, I'm the giver, you know, I'm the bestower. You know? We share, we complement. And we all are here to, we all here have a purpose, we contribute. We contribute, first of all, just by existing. Really, we exist. And then whatever uniqueness there is, it's contributed for the whole. That's the beauty of a functional society. A dysfunctional society, everybody's in that narcissistic niche. You know, they're in their little narcissistic alcove. And they can never, you know, see really the whole picture. And this is why always the best teacher for fulfilling this sense of whether it's belonging or contribution is, you know, living with others. But also, but you know, I'm speaking maybe a little bit negatively about it, but actually it's in living and interacting with others that we refine and we grow and we have the feeling of real love is there. Love is not somebody gives me what I want or what pleases me. You know, it's a different level of generosity. It's a generosity very much linked to the natural sharing, like, you know, nature, you know, the fruit trees share. They share. It's natural for them to share. And people do this. It's not people never do this. Of course they do it, but, you know, it's becoming less and less in a way, because there's always, they share, but there's an ulterior motive. You know, what am I going to get? The apple tree just gives it. Just shares it. So, Om Shanti. So you can, you know, when Daddy says it again next time, you know, he says it, this identity, belonging, purpose, or contribution. This is actually what it is. And these are the three fundamental things that create emotional health. You know, a person is not emotionally healthy if they don't have a sense of self or identity. They are not emotionally healthy if they don't have a sense of belonging. And certainly, they will not have emotional or mental health if they feel they're useless, if they're not being able to contribute something. And so, you know, as facilitators, you know, to be able to create that space where that happens. But, you know, I've got to be, I mean, I don't have to be perfect in myself, but at least I should be on the way to those three things. I'm on the way. And so when, you know, so when Baba's saying, you know, it's one thought, one second, for me there's this feeling too, and as Daddy says, you know, Om Shanti, this is who I am, belonging, and belonging to Baba, belonging to Dharma, belonging to the global family, belonging to the tree of life. Like, for example, we are with many different varieties of people, aren't we? You know, not always with Brahmins. Somebody told me once, and that's just as well, you know. Somebody told me this. I said, well, the point is, nature, you know. Different varieties of souls. But, and when I'm in my Om Shanti, in my self-awareness, then, you know, I can belong anywhere, really. When I have my roots, I can grow anywhere. But, you know, they've been burned, you know, cut, you know, so they take a little time to regenerate. So when saying Om Shanti, you can choose which one you want more, but, you know, Om Shanti is something original, something deep. And to be able to anchor myself, either in a sense of, you know, why are we serving? Why are we instrument service? Because, you know, these are my brothers and sisters. This is Mother Earth. This is Mother Nature. You know, they're, you know, I belong to them too. You know, so let me harmonize, let me contribute something. Let me contribute this vibration, this current of harmony, and bring them, help them return also to their natural state. You know, nature has her complete stage too. But help them to return to that by the Om Shanti. Just felt very deeply. So it's not always to say it, and only not only to think it. We these are steps. Yes, I may have to say, then think, and then be it. And that requires the contemplation. So when I say, you know, 1 second, one thought, Om Shanti, peace, serenity, harmony, belonging. Yeah. Hold it. The problem is that words can become ritualistic, and we think that by saying the words or thinking that thought, we are there. But it's always has to be experiential, because it's the experiential that creates the power. It's the experiential that creates the vibration. And Baba has said this, you know, it's now it's this type of service. And it's, again, not so difficult if I just pay some attention. Yeah, it's not that difficult. So the three Om Shantis, you know, feel it, be in it. And so 1 second, one thought. And this is what I have to be able to practice. To be able to stabilize myself in that harmonizing energy. Peace is a harmonizing energy. It's a stabilizing energy. Really, these two, maybe, and others, but these two things I find is the very stabilizing, very harmonizing. It brings balance in things. So to be able to do this in 1 second, one thought. Right? We practice it. So, one second, it's very difficult to do a commentary with 1 second, one thought, actually. You've got to do it yourself, in a way. But what I'll do, I'll just repeat it, you know, basically the same things, and just hold it. Eh? So just see yourself in a chaotic situation. Oh yes, at home, in the center, a few little sanskaras coming up with particular souls. That does happen. Don't tell me it doesn't happen. It does. And so, at that point, you see this scene, because with certain souls, things just keep repeating. So, and then see yourself, you know, going into yourself. Om, I am. I am. Shanti. Peace. I stabilize inside. I harmonize. see myself in my server form every cycle. The form, the orb of light. I am light. Chaos, upheaval, sorrow, God requests me to respond. To respond and give my hand to nature. And to his children. The family of humanity. I go inside. Om. I am. One thought, 1 second, 1 breath. I invoke harmony. I invoke peace. And as I anchor deep within myself, I become the light form, and through my eyes, share peace, harmony, light. This is the light that comforts and heals. Light. True service is only through light. Light. The light of Baba's love, of God's care, reaches all and every soul, and the elements. Mother Earth. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. To this consciousness. Om Shanti. Peace. Peace. Harmony. Belonging. Go deeper and deeper and move higher and higher beyond the limits of matter and time. and I see the eternity of my brothers and sisters, of matter, of nature. And donate. Original peace that brings back balance. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. I am complete. In this state of completeness, I am naturally generous, an instrument of the Father's love, the Father's peace, the Father's light. Let me remain in this awareness. Om, I am one thought, 1 second, 1 breath, Shanti. Belonging, embracing, peace, combined with you, my eternal Father. Sharing, giving to our family. Harmony, respect, I stabilize deeply. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. I share fully. A few things together to finish on time, but this exercise that's written up here, you can read it, but again, basically it's what we did to get into that Om Shanti consciousness, Baba, and anchor the self, and then spreading that light and peace into a world that is really, really needing it so much. And it's really not verbal what we can give to a suffering world at the moment. It has to be much, much more powerful, therefore more subtle. And so tomorrow morning for Amrit Vela, and tonight, let's practice this stage that, you know, as I said, you know, 1 second, 1 minute, 1 second, 1 thought, 1 breath, let's say. You have to sort of, you know, do that on your own in a way, just to be able to be very quick. But you, again, you keep repeating it and going deeper, deeper into it. And also, if you can, you can write this down, if you like. Is that the one? Yes, this is it. This is it. And, you know, practice it. Practice it being with the Father, being with Baba, and the Shanti consciousness with, you know, the harmonization, the feeling of belonging, the feeling of fulfilling also one's own purpose as a Brahmin, actually. So, Om Shanti. So, finish, continue tomorrow.